just stay back there and take your time. Back here and scout the area.
Gets pretty far out.
Huh?
Gets pretty far out.
Pete, now your limb shadow should be about 110 feet.
Okay. I'm looking for... I'm dying to find out what this mound is over here anyhow, Al. Got a very peculiar mound sticking up out of the ground, Houston. I want to go look at it. As a matter of fact, I think I'll take a picture of it. Here, my...
Look at how that limb is.
Roger, Pete. Can you give us your position and distance with respect to the limb?
Wait one. Go ahead, Pete. Do what you're doing. Pete's about, I'd guess about 300 feet at 12 o'clock in the bottom of a shallow crater that you probably see on your map in front of a doublet. I'm headed to the right-hand edge of the head crater.
Roger.
Hey, Al, here's a neat spot to put it out up here. Is it flat for a good piece? Oh, well, you better believe it.
Okay, let's
see. It's a good long ways away, too. It must be at least,
500 feet from the limb?
I don't know.
600?
That's the world's most peculiar. I got to photograph this thing. I can't imagine what it is. The mound's sticking up, and I can't imagine how it got there and what would make it. You can cover the ground on this
lightweight, 160.
Let me move. I got to get him a stereo of this thing. It's really fantastic. Oops. How's our timeline going, Houston?
Pete, at 1 plus 4, 8.
Yeah, so
you're looking good. Looks as though you're right on there if you've just about completed your traverse.
Now look, Al, what's over here?
We're way out from the limb.
Over here, Al.
Okay.
See where I'm headed? This great big flat area.
That's a good... Hey, there's another one of those mounds over there.
Where? Hey, you're right. What do you suppose they are?
I don't know, Houston. What they are, they're this sort of mound. Look like... Don't take this the wrong way. It looks like a small volcano, only it's just about 4 feet high. And it's about... At the top, it's about... 5 feet across, and it then slopes from the top on down to the level with the terrain, and that diameter, that circle where it finally becomes level with the terrain is about 15 or 20 feet. So it looks sort of like a small volcano. There's a couple of them out here. They look like they were formerly made out of mud or something.
Al, Roger, we copy. Is there any hole or central vent?
I gotta go over. After we get the ALSAP out, there's a couple up here.
Wait a minute, this is we couldn't ask for a better spot to put this in.
No, isn't it nice?
There's a lot more rocks up here.
Listen, we could play geologists for 2 days and never get any further than we are right now. Seeing all different kinds of things.
It is a different one.
Yeah. It's really neat.
Better than any of the geologists you have.
Yeah, it's like this. Just getting a quick pan of the area here to tie down this ALSAP deployment.
There you go.
Okay.
Man alive.
Tired? No, not so tired. That handle, you know, when you carry this thing around at 1G, the ALSAP tends to hang down. But you carry it around up here 1/6G, particularly the RTG tends to rotate the whole pallet. So if you manage, you've got one of them kind of halfway up in the air, the other one's down by your left leg, being afraid that this handle's going to come undone. The handle doesn't lock. Okay.
What happened to all those?
That's slick. You know these neat little decals we got on here?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hardly read them in the sunlight because they don't have enough contrast to them. They're so bright. Okay, let's move them. Okay. Let me make sure now that we're not going to run out to some holes. That's pretty good. See, I'm going to move this a little bit further to the east, or correction, to the north, so that I won't end up over in that hole with a side, okay? And I think it'll be a real good spot.
Okay.
That's okay. You can
side right here while I will, because it looks like you might.
Yeah. Hear that thing. Let me hold it.
I got it.
Now, wait.
Watch the state cable.
Yeah, but let me get it plugged in.
They should flare around under this 1.6G, don't they?
Just move around a bunch.
Where's the orange stripe?
Watch it.
Where's the orange stripe?
Should be same as on that other one. Obviously, it's on the side I can't see.
Well, blue to blue.
You know, that noise, it's whistling coming from you, Pete, because every time you move around, it whistles. You stop it, Chris.
Is that right?
Yes.
There it is.
Is it locked yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here.
All right, now wait a minute.
Here's this.
Drop that baby.
Okay, you got it?
And the cable right there.
All right. Oops, that came out.
That's what I wanted.
Okay.
That's what I wanted.
All right, those legs came out nice.
Yep. The next thing I got to do is head this way with it, right?
No, before you do that, come here a second, would you please?
But yeah, but let me set it down.
Uh-oh.
Popped open.
Supposed to do that?
No,
not supposed to do that. You can close it, though, before it gets any dirt in it.
You
can just reach up there and close it.
No, okay. You better
while I'm holding it.
Okay.
Will we get any dirt on it?
Then why did that happen?
Never saw it do it before.
I didn't.
We could still salvage that, though.
Wait a minute, the little...
I see it.
Attaboy.
And kind of turn it over with the other hand, Pete.
Wait a minute, wait.
Facing it.
Don't worry.
Where do you want to go with it?
I don't want to see you.
Let me get this.
Okay, now let's see the other side.
This way?
That's the door.
Yeah, this won't hurt a thing now.
Wait a second. That's it, you got it.
But just don't touch that, it'll be okay.
Okay.
It ain't hurt a thing.
Let me just put this down here.
Okay.
Pete, before you set the central station down for the final time, if you'd also tamp that ground down, it would help in keeping the dirt off of the thermally sensitive areas.
Oh, I did it.
I set it down,
and it didn't fall over. I can't believe it. Here I come. What do you need, Al?
Use your tongs to hold this up a minute. A little hot, I don't want to touch it. Watch this.
Where are my tongs?
Right there in your... There, you got them. Now, if you'll just hold it steady, then I can do the rest.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Pete. Got it.
Okay, I'll go get the rest of the stuff over here.
Okay. Oh, we're going to get these apart.
Okay, take your time.
Things coming out real well.
The name of the game was to get the alpha up here.
Whee! Yep, one crater and over another.
Oh, man.
Does that let you see this deal?
It does.
Hey, I'll tell you the way to do.
Yeah. Pete, bend the rock from side to side as you run like that. There you go.
You really move better that way.
I come, ready or not.
We are really getting dirty out here. There's no way to handle all this equipment with all the dust on it. Every time you move something, the dust flies, and in this low gravity, it really takes off. It goes way up in the air, and it comes down and lands on you.
How far do you estimate we're from the land? 600 feet? 700
At least.
Feet? I think you're right. 600-700 feet.
Way to do it.
Here I come.
the antenna mast.
Okay. Okay, let me plug this thing in.
You get down low enough to get it off.
I'll get it for you if you can.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me move that dust cover for you.
How's that strike you? Okay, just need to slide me.
Come here, look at that go. Strikes me pretty good. I'll be camping the dirt around this central station, too.
Okay. You're going to have to design things with little legs down them or something so you put them down and they stand off the soil.
Listen. If we had that suit, we could bend over and we'd have the job done by now.
Hey, can you push down on this side of that?
It's my biggest sweat is trying to bend over. Wait a minute. Ready? Get that push. That on or not?
I don't think so. Let me look at it a second. It was really on.
Which way do you want this?
Under there.
Under. I had to really push that other one. What the hell? That dust.
Okay, there. Wait a second, let me get it with you. Ready?
I did it, now. It did it.
Now, we won't touch the shorting plug. Okay, we've connected the RTG to the central station, Houston. And we're ready to go to work deploying experiments.
I got the antenna mast.
All right.
Did you experience any difficulty with the dust cover on the side?
It opened, Houston, and we closed it again, and we got no dirt on it, fortunately.
Roger, Pete. Well done.
that needle anywhere. Can you, Al?
Let me see it. Let me help you.
Are they shredding you? Those are covered with dust?
Deep now, at 2 hours and 7 minutes into the EVA, you're about 5 minutes behind.
Seismometers, Houston, is I've sort of dug a little crater so that the, essentially the stool, the hole in the center of the stool has more clearance between it and the ground. Hopefully this will keep the side from getting in the ground at all. See how it works. It looks like it might work. I tamped it also in the small crater there.
Okay. I got the solar wind deployed here. Boy, you really have to be careful of these cables, don't you?
Then a mid cooling anyhow, and it says LSM offload 2 voltvolts. Wait a minute, let me buy.
Okay. Tell you where you have to be careful. Don't move sideways or backwards. Because you don't know what's there. You always got to move forward.
That for one Twitter.
that, I got up with one boy pulled off it. You don't lift your boot with you.
Huh?
You better have your boot that way.
No, it's got one boy pulled out of that magnetometer.
Okay, okay. Go ahead.
What we're doing is making a mess. You'd be better off. Let me, listen. You just leave it still. Let me hold that. You put that stool back here closer.
Okie dokie.
Am I over all the cables?
Okay.
Huh?
No, you're okay.
I got it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Take it out there and set it.
Attaboy. right behind there. You might want to just take it. Hey, you might want to trip it off that thing, Pete. Trip it off what? It's on that post.
Oh, all right.
What you're talking about? That shadow's going to be just right.
Get some little dirt up on it right there.
Huh? Take your stick and just put a little dirt on the edge, just on the edge, though. Not much.
Look at that, dude.
Hey, one of the fun things here,
Houston, is all these styrofoam packing blocks that come off to, that are put on there to protect it during shipment or launch. When you take them off and throw them, they really fail. These things stay airborne for 10 seconds, maybe. Got any more thoughts on our TV camera in Houston?
Hey, Pete? Pete?
What?
What's this?
Yeah, that, hey, I just threw something. It hadn't hit the ground yet. It must have gone up 300 feet. Stop playing and get to work. Well, maybe they'll extend this to 4.5 hours. I feel like I could stay out here all day.
Right there. It's going to be a good place for the magnetometer.
Pete, we're thinking on that camera, and when you get back, we'll have a tent for you to run on it. It looks as though part of it's come back, and we're going to try and see what we can salvage.
Okay.
What do you think happened to it, Houston?
Al, we're not sure on that. Why don't you wait till we get back? Wait till you get back to the LEM, and we'll work it out a bit and see if we can determine it. Roger, Al. Yankee Clipper, we have a map update for Rev 19.
Okay.
Rev 19, LOS, 118-4840. 119er, 1330. 119er, 3433.
Take a couple pictures of this. Hey,
are you mumbling about over there?
No, I just don't like all this dirt on it. Don't know what we can do though. There's no way to work around them. The radiator's got a little dirt on it. There's no way to dust it off. There's no way to. All you can do is tap it a little bit and hope some of it falls off, and that's about it. Don't want to tap it too hard.
Deploy the side now, Pete.
Okay.
That's my last item.
Oh, my last one.
Okay.
That the antenna look like it's pointed at Earth?
It looks close.
It's it. It hurts.
You're in the end, I bet.
I'm done. How's that,
Nice, just it must have doubled the cable length on this one.
Has it?
Do.
pick up the Tarns? Were they with that box?
Do I have them?
You probably got them, aren't you?
I do.
I can't see. No, they weren't with that box. We used them as probably by your central station.
Oh, yeah, I got them on me.
Okay, Houston, the antenna is up. It's aligned to 1-6-4-4 and 5-2-5.
Copy that, Pete. You got the nominal alignment.
It came out.
Side screen came out very nice.
Okay.
Pop it out. Looks good.
Why, are you dirty? I'm just as dirty.
Doesn't much want to stay down.
Okay. Sheep, I can't believe it.
Away from
central station. Away from everything. Probably ought to point right over there.
Okay.
But now, I think if you kind of twirled it a couple times, it would end up uncoiling that twist in the line. Then. That's the right way? Try it that way again. Looks like it might be working. That's good. That's doing good. Okay, let me take and set this thing down. And I'm supposed to point to the earth this way. Oh, that'll be good.
It's your ground wires wrapped around the leg. See that?
Okay, got it. Looks like it's going to be okay.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
I am.
Yankee Clipper, do give us poo and accept. We'll ship you up a state vector, a target load, and a rest map.
Let her go. Now let me level it.
over here and get a big picture of this.
Take your 2 plus 48 into the EVA. Yankee Clipper, Houston, go ahead. That's affirmative. We'll be up with you in about 2 minutes.
I know what it is.
What is it?
No, I think that rock, I think it's just a little secondary impact crater. Very funny matter. Boy, is that a funny rock. It looks...
Yankee Clipper, Houston, I have the maneuver pad when you're ready to copy.
Hey, here's a rock they'll be glad to see in Houston.
That's
an interesting one. It's like a solid glass chunk.
Nick Purpose. Lunar orbit plane change 1. SPS GNN 36733 minus 073 plus 051 119 47 1254 minus 00115 plus 03496 minus all balls. Roll pitch and yaw, all zeros. 00625 plus 00573 03497 018 03371 050026 187. Dick, for Foresight, Draco, Beta. And that's a down 007. Right 46. The remainder is 10A.
Roger, you pack.
Sirius.
Look at that rocket.
And Rigel.
Glass spatter on it. It's fantastic. Look at that.
For your alignments, 047.
Something like that, guys.
263. 055. And that's 2 jet ullage for 15 seconds. Get back.
Hey, are you through now? Yeah, I've got some pictures to take, and that's it.
Well, hey, Houston, Yankee Clipper.
And I'll meet you over at that big mound.
All right, sounds good.
Clipper, go ahead.
You're going to talk to me. You're going to have to take off the relay. I'll cut you out.
Going to bring the tongs down?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Clipper, understand. You did not copy all of that pad. Is that a firm?
No.